From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome. Here's the question. How can I get better at providing feedback? This is one of my favorite topics. No, it's more than that. It's a crusade. Employees are hungry for feedback and managers simply aren't delivering. I've heard all the excuses. I'm too busy. It takes too much time. I don't praise people for doing what they're supposed to be doing. I just let them do their thing and get out of their way, and if they don't hear from me, they should know they're doing okay. Or the one I hate the most, their paycheck is their feedback. That one usually comes from managers with very low emotional intelligence who write off people's genuine interest in knowing where they stand and how they could be better as neediness. Trust me, from working with thousands of managers and seeing employee feedback about the workplace, I can tell you that your feedback is an untapped natural resource. And I know you're busy, and I can't give you more hours in the day or days in the week, but I can help you upgrade the quality and quantity of what you're currently providing. So that we're on the same page, here's my definition of feedback. It is information with intent to influence. That means there needs to be substance in your words. You need to be intentional about delivering it, and you know what you want to influence with those words. Now, in seminars and workshops, I'll often ask managers, what could feedback influence? And they'll give me answers like quality, teamwork, morale, performance, confidence, risk-taking. The list can get pretty lengthy. And that's when I point out that if there were a product on the market that would do all of that, we'd buy it, right? We'd spend money for it. And feedback is free. And that's when I haul out my metaphor, which I call feedback glasses. That's your lens on the world, essentially. Remember when you bought a car, say a Ford Explorer, and you took ownership of it, you started to drive it, and then you started to notice more Ford Explorers on the road. Or when you became pregnant, you started to see more expectant moms. Now, there weren't really more than usual. I mean, you were the only extra one, right? And you weren't even scouting for them. But you couldn't help but see them. You were wearing Ford Explorer glasses or mommy glasses. Explorers and babies were your identity, your interest. It can be just that way with feedback. When you commit to information with intent to influence, you can double the amount that you provide. So here are the steps to wearing those feedback glasses, or shall I say, earning your glasses. Grab a sheet of paper. We're going to take an inventory of your team. Write down the names of the people who report to you. Now, beside each name, write your goals for that person, your priorities for that person. What do you want them to do more of, or less of, or stop, or start, or learn? And then next to that, write down what you know about their personal goals and aspirations. And if you don't know them, learn them. When you have that part, you've got the influence section of that information with intent to influence equation. You know what you're trying to influence with your feedback. Next, you need to be compulsive about identifying examples of their work. Did you observe a customer interaction? Remember it. Did you review some writing? Take a note. Did you see a prototype of something they were working on? Make notes on that. Become a hoarder of concrete examples of things you like, things that could be better. Feedback, whether positive or negative, has far stronger impact when it's specific, when you can reference an example. So keep good notes. Next, think of every interaction as an opportunity for feedback. You're walking through the department. You're reviewing a plan. Heck, you're at the coffee machine. You never waste a feedback opportunity. And if you have nothing fresh or you blank, don't panic. Just ask what the person's working on or what are they excited about. Then listen. Because listening is also a form of feedback. It says your ideas are important. Now, refer to that employee inventory every week. Ask yourself, when was the last time I gave each person information with intent to influence? As I write in my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, just keeping people in the loop with information is a form of feedback. It lets them know they matter. And don't do this alone. To double your feedback, deputize more eyes. Ask some of your top performers to provide feedback to others. Before you know it, you've built a culture of feedback. And you, as the person who starts and sustains it, you with those feedback glasses, you have a new lens on leadership. That's Q&A. I'm Jill Geisler.